It's that time of the year where all the spirits come out to play. A terror grips the streets, and your darkest fears come to life. Pull in close as we journey through the darkness into the realms of the Monster Cast.
And hello out there, everyone in podcast land, and welcome back to the Front Row Podcast, the podcast for people who actually like movies, and another special edition of Monster Cast 2019. I'm Jeremy Gechner, the editor-in-chief of the Front Row Network, and as always with me here is my fellow lover of horror films, Mrs. Sarah Baltusevich Gechner. Say hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And she always follows instructions. That's the best part. We're very psyched to bring you this episode. We actually did it last year as a part of Monster Cast festivities. As part of the month of October, the app Hulu does their annual Huluween section of their app, and part of that is the Huluween Film Fest. Launched last year, and it was a series of 8 short horror films that was put out there in contest form for people to vote on and engage with, and they did it again this year. They had 7 entries this year, down from 8. Right now, though, we're looking at the app, and one of them has mysteriously disappeared, so we did get to watch it, though, so we're going to act like it's still there. I think if you go on their YouTube channel, you can still find it. But that is what we're going to be doing here. We're going to be going through and ranking our top choices here for the Huluween Film Fest. Anything to add, Sarah?
No, I think you about covered it.
Yeah. So last year, I think that there was like 2 or 3 really, really good ones last year, if I remember right.
Yeah, I think so. 2 or 3.
Yeah. So this year we were kind of hoping for the same thing. And did it pan out? Well, we will soon find out. So, again, 7 of them. So we're going to go from 7 all the way up to 1 in our rankings and tell you just a little bit what they're about and what we thought of them. So number 7 for us is pretty unanimous. Both of us had the same lowest denominator on here. And it's the short called The Ripper. I don't quite know how to describe this one, Sarah. Why
Bad
don't you take it?
And terrible.
Well, what's it about?
It's just like about these like 3 guys that are like a little band and they're having practice, and then like the lead singer like kind of asks the guitarist to solo.
Yeah.
And they just kind of like stop mid-song because the guy won't do it, and he's like kind of meek, and he's just
I can't solo and stuff. I'm a rhythm player.
I'm a rhythm player. I don't solo. That's not what I do.
And yeah. So the lead singer berates him. He's just like, well, can you do anything special? And he says, well, I can do this one thing. And then this weird like magic ring of magic comes out of nowhere and his head disappears into it, and then it reappears like
in a floating like bubble.
Floating bubble of magic like next to the guitar, the lead singer, and his head is just gone, and then he snaps away the drummer's head, which I don't know what did that guy do, and they have this conversation about like how he's a monster, but like he joined the band for acceptance, and like we should keep playing
to do something special. This is special, so like let's use it. But now our drummer, you killed our drummer, and he's like, and he like the drummer like starts hitting his sticks like he's still playing without a head. It's really weird.
I'm unsure what exactly we're going for here. The scare doesn't even look that scary, you know? It's more cheesy in the special effects.
Yeah, black comedy. It's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, and we don't... Look, there's just sometimes when there's swings and misses, and this was pretty big swing and miss, well, at least from these two reviewers.
It's just kind of like, what?
Yeah, not really much more to say on it. I don't exactly know. I mean, go and watch it yourselves or don't, whatever, but it's a little strange. So let's move on to our number 6 pick, which was, for us, it was the short Undo. So this one's actually pretty interesting. It starts out on this scientist that has seemingly figured out a bit of time travel.
Yeah, he's invented some sort of machine, but it can only go back, like, what, 3 seconds?
Yeah, so he's only got 3 seconds, and it's kind of like a little apparatus that's got, like, the streaming, like, flowing stuff on there.
Thing, yeah, it looks like a box, and it's got, like, this, like, wavy line.
Yeah, so, but he discovers what it is by the fact that he, like, gives himself a paper cut of some kind, and he puts his finger into the stream, and it actually reverses the wound. And so you kind of start thinking that it's just going to be like this, you know, Perils of Science thing, but then as he's about to celebrate his accomplishment, he goes outside with a glass of champagne, and he sees this dark figure out there that's moving very, very strangely, like really jittery movements. I think I described it as like a Dr. Vonnegut from House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah, it's like flickering in and out. So he calls the security company, and he, like, you know, to get them there, he says he has an intruder, and then he's like waiting, and they don't come. So he calls again. He's like, "You said 2 minutes," and they're like, they have no record of his call. And the guy, like, when he answered the phone the first time, had like this cough, and he has the same cough again. So it seems that.
And this is another thing we started noticing, that as the figure starts moving towards this guy's house, there's a trail of like the grass behind him starts like wilting and dying and turning black.
Mm-hmm.
And so. Very interesting, but eventually he gets in the house, like the plants are going dead, like wall is peeling off, wallpaper's peeling off.
Food's molding.
Food is molding out. And then even like with the scientist who has a bat, he swings it and the guy catches it and the bat like disintegrates in front of him. So something really weird is happening here. But the as he's trying to leave with the machine outside, the figure comes up again and says, like, destroy it. And he doesn't. You know, obviously he's not going to, but he eventually does get the better of this entity in some way, and he sees after he pulls its hood down that it's actually him.
Mm-hmm. So, I said it too.
Yeah, you definitely called this one. And then it ends with a homeless person coming across the machine in the garbage pile. So kind of destroyed it, I guess, but not really. So yeah, this one's... It's a fine concept, and I actually really kind of like that it swerved where it was going. You know, I thought it was just going to be an ultra science-y one, but then it kind of turned into like a killer's in the house one as well. So I was kind of appreciative of that swerve, but ultimately it's just a little too weirdy, you know?
I mean, I just don't really, like, what? I kind of get it, but I kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing is, like, he becomes this, like, kind of time wraith or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, so...
Trying to prevent himself from becoming that, I guess. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, so the parameters aren't exactly, you know, great there, but...
I mean, it's 6 minutes, let's be real.
Yeah, it's 6 minutes, but either way. So that's why it's our number six. Yeah. It just doesn't quite land. Our number five is the one that's actually missing from the section right now, but it was called Ride. And Sarah, how would you describe Ride?
It's basically just like a psychotic group of spin classers.
Yeah, the spin class from hell.
It's like a spin class, and like they're like really into it, and like this new girl comes because her friend asked her to join, and then it's like their 700th ride or something, and they're like, we can't stop if anybody fails, like we have to go back to one, but it's just like... A really creepy cultish vibe, basically.
Yeah, and the way it's shot is really kind of what gets the most creepy factor out of it, because obviously there's like a lot of yellow and like pink and red lights in this spin class, and the leader of the spin class is very kind of, you know, intense and sans demonic-y, as you said. And it is, and like, you know, as she starts to, like, as the new girl starts to, like, not be able to keep up and everything, it starts turning a little culty with masks.
That she can't, like, stop. She can't control her legs, and they start wearing, like, these weird clear masks and, like...
Yeah, and they're, like, all staring at her and stuff.
Yeah, coming towards her, and then, like...
And they, like, just start, like, chanting her name and, like, telling her to go, 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 and she, like, eventually yells and stuff. And then it appears that... This was in her head, or this really happened, but it's just really intense?
It's just a weird, like, it's like it had potential to, like, if it had ended differently, to go somewhere, but it just kind of, like...
It also has a post-credit scene, which is pretty weird.
Well,
but.
Before that, like, it just finishes, and, like, the instructor tells, like, the friend of the girl, like, oh, good job bringing her, that was a good one.
Yeah, and she looks, like, all satisfied, and said, the new girl says, where do I sign up?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm unsure about what exactly the horror is here. Maybe it's just like the real life horror of stuff of these kinds of classes that can, I don't know, take over your life or something like that. But
like I said, it has potential. Like, it's creepy, but it just doesn't really end well.
Yeah, it's got good performance and shot very well. I think it's probably the best shot of all of these seven, personally, for me.
Cool.
So yeah, that was ours. All right, our next one, our number four pick, is actually The Dunes. And this is actually not bad. It's an interesting concept. Just a couple are walking along a beach before they go and meet the man's parents for the first time. But they're like just like kind of racing down and flirting and stuff. But she loses her necklace along the beach.
It's her favorite.
Yeah, something her grandma gave her. And it's some kind of protective thing.
It's like a pendant with like a
hand and an eye in the middle of it. Yeah. And so as she's going back to look for this, she meets a strange woman.
It's like this older woman wearing a white head veil and like an all white robe or like
something like that. And it's but basically she said, you know, like, the signs are posted, you're not supposed to be here, and just acting very, very creepy. So the girl rightly says, like, okay, screw the necklace, I'll come back later.
Yeah, he's like, we'll come back tomorrow and look for it, you know. And so like they go to the car, and he takes the keys, or gives her the keys, and he goes and...
No, he takes the keys.
That's right. He takes the keys.
But he tells her to lock the door, you know, because there's a creepy person out there. And
yeah, because she tries to point out, like, did you see that lady? And he's like, no.
Uh-huh.
So he goes to pee, and she, like, locks herself in the car. And the lady then, like, pops up in her window, and she's like, open the door, I have to show you something.
And I will say, right off the bat, the lady is creepy in this.
Really, like, creepy.
She does very well.
And the girl's like, no, like, I'm just waiting for my boyfriend. And then she's like, wait, did you find my necklace?
Uh-huh.
And she says, she's, like, cryptic. She's like, come out, and I'll show you.
And so the reveal here is that she... holds out her hand. She's like, close your eyes. And as she holds out her hand, she puts the severed hand of her boyfriend in her hand with the pendant in that hand.
Uh-huh.
So the boyfriend has been killed. The woman, gets back in the car. She freaks out. But of course, then the old woman holds up the car keys.
And she's like laughing demonically, like, ah, with the keys.
Yeah, so
and then you just see like the dead body of the boyfriend laying there.
So this one's not bad. This one's actually pretty good. And again, like, you know, the whole point of these shorts is that, you know, to win, like, if they win, they get, like, money towards making this into, like, a full-fledged, like, feature-length production.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have to try and think about, like, which one I would like to see more of as well. And this one's interesting to me. You know, it's pretty vague, though.
Yeah,
I think
it'd be interesting to find out, like... is she a ghost? Is she a demon? Is she like a protector?
Just a crazy woman?
Crazy old psycho. I don't know.
Just a nice Annie Wilkes type, looking for someone to love. Who knows? But
this
one's
definitely unsettling.
Yeah, but this one, I feel like the lightness of the scene, you know, like if it was like a little darker at the beach or something, it would have been better. But
yeah, I don't know. It's fine.
It's not bad.
It's definitely in the middle.
It's not bad. All right, so our number three is Swiped to Death. This one's very interesting.
Yeah, it's just like a man, like, going through, like, it's like a Tinder profile, like, swiping right, swiping left on a bunch of girls.
And at the same time, a woman doing the exact same thing. And this one's shot very cool because it's basically split screen the whole time, and showing just how both of them are going about their night whilst before they're matched up. And then there's a lot of text bubbles that pop up of what they're texting to each other.
Yeah, so, like, they pick each other, they match with each other, and then they, like, message each other, like... Basically just like kind of spontaneous, like, hey, you said you're spontaneous, let's meet tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And like she kind of hesitates, and then she decides, yeah, okay, you know. And they have like some cute flirtation about meeting up, like, and then like she jokingly is like, wait, how do I know you're not a serial killer? And he's like, I'm not a serial killer, and even if I...
He says, good news and bad news, like, I am a serial killer, but I already killed tonight.
But I already have a body in my tub tonight, so you're good. And she's like, you know, ha-ha, winky face. And then they decide to meet up at her house, and then he's like, wait, how do I know you're not a serial killer? And she's like, I'm not, I'm just like a vampire succubus.
I'm a succubus, like, you know, constantly luring men to my master. to my master's abode or something like that.
So, like, he Ubers over to her house. And like,
it's on this Uber ride that we see that, like, after he leaves the house, the camera slow pans and really does have a body in his bathtub.
Right, and then he's in his backpack, he has his, like, serial killer, like, kit.
Yeah.
With, like, his tape and his knife and his rope and gloves and shit
That's a swerve there. So then he shows up, and actually it's the first lines of dialogue are right at the end of this. There's hardly any speaking in this this short at all. But he goes in, and as she is mixing a drink and all, she just has this funny smile on her face, and he asks what it is, and all of a sudden a vampire comes up from behind him and bites him, and that's the end of it. This one's actually, I love the way it's shot. I love the concept. It's very clever.
Yeah, it's cute. But it was kind of obvious.
I just kind of felt the end, yeah, it was a little obvious and not quite satisfying.
Right when they started happening, I was like, he's a serial killer, I guarantee you. And then I go, yep,
she says she is. Like, that's the twist.
Yeah.
Which is fine and all. And again, like, I'm putting this one at the top because it was just very well done. But it's kind of the one I don't need to see more from, you know? Yeah. I feel like this one's fine, self-contained.
Well, then that means it was good. It did what it needed to do in 6 minutes. It's fine. It's... I think we put it above the Dunes just because of the way that it was shot, and it seems to flow better.
And it's
better.
A more clever concept,
yeah,
I feel.
But yeah, it was good.
All right, so here's the rub, people. Sarah and I had two very clear top picks for this, and there's two of them left, and we decided we weren't going to pre-rank it. We were going to give you our honest, whoa, this is it, and our top two here. So I think I know what I want my number two to be. Do you know what you want your number two to be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the count of three, we're going to say it. All right, here we go. One, two, three. Flagged. Yes. Okay. We arrived at the same conclusion. Okay. So let me be very clear. These two are the class of this group of Film Fest, I think. These two are wonderfully made, very creepy, and just really good concepts. So Flagged follows a woman who's been hired by the largest social media company, obviously a Facebook type.
Yeah. We don't know that at first. Like, at first she's just like getting in her car to go to this new job, and her fiance is like disabled. Right. He's got some kind of accident, a broken leg or something. And he's like, are you sure this job, this is the one you want to take? And she's like, you know, a job's a job. We need the money for the wedding and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, it's fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah. And so she's
turns
been
out
hired.
It's called friend follower.
Yeah, friend follower. So obviously Facebook, but she's been hired as a content
moderator,
which is basically you look at all the content that has been flagged as inappropriate on this site,
and decide,
and you have to watch it for, I think he says, at least a minimum of 15 seconds, and then if it seems inappropriate, you delete it, and if it seems fine, then you approve it. Mm-hmm. And so the real creepiness of this is the fact that these jobs actually do exist.
Yeah, and they keep saying, like, you know, the last guy only lasted this long, never came back.
Yeah, and it's like a hard job to fill because obviously that would be so hard to, like,
well,
watch
yeah,
some
I mean,
terrible things
all day
like that.
Long, you're just watching horrifying things. Like,
real things that are horrifying.
Like, awful. Torturing animals and, like, just terrible. Like, bullying, rape.
Like luckily, we don't get to see many of these at all.
No, we just kind of watch them.
We
watch
hear,
them.
Like, a few of them as she's watching.
And you
but,
see her demeanor, like, go from, like, fucky, like, oh, I'm ready for this to, like, by the end of the day, like, oh my God.
And her reactions are great. She's really, really wonderful in this, the lead actress. But eventually she's like, okay, well, I've got to keep going here after taking a break from it. And the video that she sees is a feed of her front door and a masked man going into her house
and
pulling her fiance
out
and killing him in front of her. And then it cuts to outside.
Garage.
Yeah, the parking garage of the building she's working in, and the security guard she met earlier in the day also getting murdered by this person. And then finally the final cut is to the hallway where she's working.
And like, then you see like a shot of her desk.
And then a shot of her desk, and then a shot of her from a webcam, the webcam of her camera.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that the killer is behind her. So that's basically how this one ends. And I gotta say,
yeah, they
like
come face to face and then it's over. Yeah,
really, really like this one. The concept is crisp. It's something new that I haven't ever really thought about before. Like the just the mechanics of that job and how terrible it would be.
Yeah, I feel like the one thing about this one and the next one that we're going to talk about, both of these could be like feature length films.
Yeah, I would totally watch this one for an hour and a half.
Yeah, me too.
And be interested in what it was. Now, obviously, some movies have tried that whole like, you know, killing over the internet type thing, but this one is very interesting to me. So I like really this good. One, very but good. Just not quite good enough for our top spot, which is going to
Hidden Mother.
So I gotta admit, this title weirded me out the most, and I kind of thought this was gonna be like the weird Japanese-y type one. Not so. This one's excellent. So why don't you describe it a little?
So basically, like, it starts out with, like, it looks like some kind of memorial service. There's like a black and white photo of a man and like flowers, and it looks like there's been a funeral. And then we cut to like his apparent widow, and she's with her sister on the couch after maybe the services are over. And her sister gives her a gift, and it's, I think her sister works like an antique shop or something, and she says it's from the shop, and she gives it to her, and it's like an old framed picture, and the picture is of just like a old-timey baby.
Yeah.
And the sister,
like, I don't know, like 1890, like Victorian type stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
and the sister explains, like, this is what's known as a hidden mother. Like, so in order to get the, it took so long to take pictures back then, in order to get the babies to pose for long enough, they would sit on the mother's lap, but they would put like a black draping over the top of the mother so that, you know, she wouldn't be seen, but she could still hold the baby and get the photo.
Yeah. And then they like basically cover the, you know, the mother part of the photo with like a circular frame.
Right, when you put
the
picture in the frame, the top of the mother gets covered, and you just see like
you just see the black.
Black and the baby.
Yeah, so it just looks like a standard thing there. When they first show the picture, I mean, I'm just like, nope.
No,
don't like that. Don't like that at all.
Don't like that at all. So yeah, the girl who receives, it's like, oh, I love it. I'm going to put it in the nursery, and it's like, ooh.
Both of us were like, no, you're not. That's,
yeah. So her sister leaves, and she goes and places it on the shelf in the nursery, and then she like kisses her, you know, maybe like 9-10 month old baby. In the
very cute
night.
Baby, by the
very
way.
Very cute baby.
Yeah, but she's going to bed with that, and so she goes to bed, and she's awoken by some screeching of some kind on the baby monitor.
Yeah,
or something wakes. It's
screeching,
not quite.
It's
that.
Like weird noises, and then like, the picture of her husband on the side of the bed goes.
Yeah, and I notice like she does when she startles awake, she says his name.
John or Jamie or
something. Or something. But then as she's getting up and stuff, she hears just this screeching noise of some kind. Really strange coming from the baby monitor. So naturally she goes out as fast as she can. She checks on the child and sees that he's fine and sleeping and everything. But then the picture of the hidden mother has cracked on the shelf, seemingly by itself.
Right. And then she's like looking at it, and like in the background we see like this black figure just like rise up behind her
very slowly, and as she turns to face the black figure,
it's like,
yeah, the veil is lifted up, and it's a demonic woman of sorts.
Yeah.
And just
it's like a woman in black kind of picture.
Yeah, and it just like screeches right
and, like,
to the
goes
frame.
At her. Yeah.
And so then as it cuts off, we next see the shot of the mother is now dead on the floor.
The baby's gone from the crib.
Baby is gone from the crib, and as we slow pan back to the shelf, the picture is back up, but this time there's two children sitting on the lap.
So the hidden mother has taken this baby as well.
I'm telling you guys, man, that was a gut punch. I mean, that is not
especially
what I was
when you
expecting.
You have a baby sleeping in a crib in the next room.
Yeah, which we're both going to go check on in a second. But that's just such an unexpected way to end that short.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like I said, it's just like, no.
Nobody.
Like, I think anything to do with kids, especially young, innocent kids like that, is just like, no. And just,
I mean, like, that could definitely be turned into a feature film.
Oh, my God. I would, if there was some demonic hidden mother type thing, I would watch the hell
like,
out of
I would
of that.
Love to see more about the lore of the hidden mother and just, like, all that stuff. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's by far the best one, I think.
Yeah. So
I really liked Flagged, but they're just totally different. And for me, like, my favorite horror trope is, like,
you're
the ghost story.
You're a ghost
like,
person.
So I love, like, the old, like, old era ghost stories and things like that. So this was just right up my alley.
Absolutely. So, all right. That's it. All 7 of the Halloween Film Fest for 2019 ranked for you. But you know what? We want to know what you thought of all of these horror shorts. So go watch them for yourself. Comment on the picture of this or on social media, on our website, anywhere. Of course, the Front Row Network on Facebook and Instagram, Front Row Reviews with a Z on Twitter, or any of our websites, frnpod.com or nprillinois.org. Let us know what you thought of all of these horror shorts. All right, that's going to do it for this special episode of MonsterCast 2019 for the Front Row Network. I'm Jeremy Gechner.
I'm Sarah Baltusevich Gechner.
And as always, we'll see you in the front row.